finished our lunch, so it's very good.
还有的刚刚吃完他的午餐，非常好吃。
I'm not sure what all to add for announcements today. We still have some masks at the chapel. And if you come along and pick them up, you can use these masks as you see fit. We also have some hand sanitizer spray. You take the lid off and you squirt and then you rub it into your hands, and that's a sanitizer, and that is here. There are several bottles of this here. So if you come to the chapel, get a mask and the spray, you will all be much healthier.
还有一些姐妹捐的那个手消毒液，你就把它打开喷到手上，然后搓两下，这个就是，这是一个姐妹捐的哈。大家，如果需要的话，可以来教会拿口罩，拿这个洗手液消毒液，这样可以让大家都保持一个很健康的状态。
So that's good. It's nice to see everybody here. My invitation to you is to turn your video on so we can see who you are. That just makes it much more friendly for us.
所以呢，非常高兴大家都能够来参加今天下午的这个圣经学习。Harold呢，请大家如果能够把各自的那个录像打开，让Harold能够看到。 你的脸，这样来说，对大家来说都是比较友好的。It
is just a little difficult for me looking at the small screen to identify everybody. So the more your picture is up, the easier it is for me to know who I'm talking to.
因为我们在教会这个电脑的是一个笔记本电脑，它那个屏幕比较小。 对 Harold 来说呢，他看见的都是一个个的小画面。如果说你们能够把你的脸靠近一点那个摄像头，让 Harold 更清楚的看清楚你的脸，他就知道他在跟谁说话。It's
also easier to know whether you understand me or not, because sometimes I can see a smile on your faces, and sometimes I see a question mark on your faces.
所以呢，如果你们都把脸靠近一点摄像头，对Harold来说呢，他很容易的知道你的表情，因为有时候他讲的事情，你们在微笑，他就知道了。有时候你脸上有一个大问号，他也可以看出来。Joanna
has invented a new system. She goes like this when she wants to talk.
所以那个 Joanna 呢发明了一个方式，一个方式什么呢？如果你要说话，就把你的手放在这个屏幕上，现在挥一下，Harold就知道你有问题。So
everybody's on mute until they go like this. When they do, I try to stop talking to let you talk.
所以每个人当 Harold 开始讲的时候呢，你们把你们的麦克风都放在静音。 然后如果你们有问题要说，就把你的手像这样在屏幕上挥一下，Harold就知道谁要说话，然后他就可以停下来，让你说。So
it's hard to know whether you want to talk or whether you want to say hello.
所以非常难区别是，如果你挥手的话呢，他不知道你是想打招呼呢，还是想有问题，所以最好把你的手像那样并着。
But either way, it's very good.
所以这两种方式呢，其实都是好，很好的。
Welcome to everybody. Just to remind you that there will be a meeting with the children this afternoon from 3:30 to 4:30. If you know children or have children, you might want them to tune in 3:30 to 4:30 this afternoon.
非常高兴大家在这里，就是温馨提示一下，下午3点半到4点半有一个儿童圣经学习。如果你家里有孩子，请你们大人带着孩子一起参加3点半到4点半罗马主持的那个儿童圣经学习。
Very good. I think maybe that's all the announcements that I have. Do you have any announcements you would like to say?
所以这就是孩子能够想到的所有的通知。如果你们其他的人有什么想要大家知道，你们现在可以说。Joanna举手了。So
Joanna is giving me the signal.
Joanna,
you already mentioned Friday night.
No, that's 3 days away. I haven't mentioned that yet. We're going to have a youth meeting, 7:30, Friday night. We're going to see how it works. Should be a good time. Youth means really teenagers, those in their 20s, and those older who are just like the youth. So invite your youth to join us Friday evening, 7:30.
就安娜的问题呢，就是说孩子有没有说那个星期五晚上那个青少年的那个活动会继续。艾德说还有3天不着急，但是跟大家讲一下，星期五晚上7点半青少年的那个已经恢复了。如果你家里有孩子，有青少年，有20岁的或者超过20岁，仍然觉得自己是青少年的，都可以来参加。 星期五晚上7点半开始的那个，以前的那个青少年的那个圣经学习。
Very good. All right, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll do our study this afternoon.
我们先来祷告，然后才开始下午的圣经学习。
Lord, we want to thank you again for your goodness to us. We just pray that you will help us speak to us this afternoon as we seek to learn more about you. More about your word and your ways.
主啊，我们再次献上感恩，因为您对我们的美善。我们的祷告是在下午的圣经学习中，您继续跟我们说话，教导我们该学习的，引导我们的学习方向。
And we pray, Lord, for each one of our number. Some are sick. Some have deep stresses and distresses in their lives. We pray, Lord, that you will be gracious to them, encourage them, and deliver them.
主要我们为那些我们大家所有的在教会的参加教会人祷告，他们中有些人生病了，有些人有很大的压力和抑郁。我们的祷告是您继续拯救他们，把他们从里面拯救出来，鼓励他们，让他们可以继续下去。
And we pray especially, Lord, for those who used to be with us when we were live in the chapel here, but are no longer with us now. Encourage them, Lord, we pray, and bring them back to fellowship with your people.
我们特别为那些通常他们会自己来教会的那些人，但是没有参加这样一个在线的会议的人，我们的祷告是您鼓励他们，把他们带回来。
Help us, Lord, we pray, to be an outreach to those who do not know you.
主啊，我们的祷告是帮助我们，帮助我们，让那些不知道您的人把您的话传给他们。
And we ask all this now, asking you to help us this afternoon, in Jesus' name.
我们今天下午 所有的请求，请求您来帮助我们。我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。Amen.
Very good. Well, thank you to everyone and welcome to everyone.
感谢在座的每一个人，欢迎在座的每一个人。We
have been studying in the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们一直在学习格林多前书。
We're going to carry on with that study today in chapter 12.
我们继续来学习《格林多前书》的第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
格林多前书第十二章。
And over the last weeks, we've been studying, learning a little bit about spiritual gifts.
上个星期我们学习了一点关于属灵的恩赐。
We are each of us gifted by God when we're born with physical gifts.
当我们出生的时候，神给了我们每一个人就是身体上的那种恩赐。
Sometimes we call those talents. Some people are athletic. Other people are artistic. Some people are musical. Some people are genius. Each person has his own set of physical abilities.
我们称为那个是特长哈，每个人都有特长，有些人特长是做运动员，有些是做音乐家，有些人还会其他的很多很多的生活中的技能，我们把这叫特长。
These are our physical talents, but when we are born again, the Spirit of God gives us spiritual talents.
这就是我们身体上的身体本身的那种特长。当我们重生以后呢，神的圣灵给了我们属灵的特长。
And each of those talents are to be used not so much for ourselves, but are to be used for other people.
所以这些属灵的特长是从神来的，一般的来说不是为我们自己用的，是为其他的人用的。
So the Lord gives certain gifts to a family, and he gives gifts to the church.
所以神把这些恩赐给到他的大家庭，特别就是教会。
And our objective is to take what the Lord has given to us, and use it for one another.
我们的目的就是把神给我们的恩赐用起来，然后互相对大家互相都有用益处。
The Lord expects us to work together as a family.
主希望我们在一起，大家一起合作，就像一个家庭一样，大家一起协作。
The picture is not just of a family, but it is also a picture of a body.
这不仅仅这是一个一个家庭的画面，而且是一个主的身体的一个画面。
So in the body, in our physical body, we work together, the arm and the leg, the hand and the foot, they all work together, so it should be in the body of Christ. We are a spiritual family as Christians.
就像我们自身的身体一样，我们有手有脚有腿，他们一起工作，这样才能正常运作。这样呢，我们就像在神的家庭，在主的身体里，我们也要互相协作，跟为神做工。
So the question is, what part of the body should you be in?
问题是在主的这个身体里，你是哪一部分呢？
And the teaching of this chapter is that God puts each one in the body as it pleases him.
所以这个在这一章里讲到的呢，神把每一个人放在每一个不同的身体的部位，作为不同的身体的部件，这样来取悦于神。
So that's chapter 12 and verse 18.
这就是第十二章的第十八节，大家可以翻到《格林多前书》十二章十八节。
Verse 18 says, "In fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be."
这个十八节讲，但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
So God has placed you with the other Christians just the way He wants you to fit in with the other Christians.
所以神把每一个人把它放在该有的位置，和其他的基督徒在一起，组成一个协作的主的身体。
So that means that I have a responsibility to you, you have a responsibility to me, and each of us to the body as a whole and to each other.
这个意思就是说呢，我对你负责任，你对我负责任，每一个身体的部分，大家都互相负责任。
All right, so that was sort of an introduction and a review. We're going to carry on now and look at verse 24.
就是刚才是一些介绍和一些复习，然后我们下面开始的是第十二章。
Verse 24 outlines our responsibility to each other, to everyone in the body.
所以十二章的第二十四节呢，指出了大家每一个身体的每一个部分，大家都应该是什么样子。
It says our, I better read it in the right translation here, verse 24, while our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it.
也就是第十二章的第二十四节，还是读得深安慰。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有欠缺的肢体。
So the question is, what parts of our body are important and what parts of our body are not important?
问题是呢，我们肢体的哪一部分是重要的，哪一部分是不重要的？
And the answer is, in my body, every part is important.
答案是在我的身体上，每一部分都是重要的。
And in your body, the same.
不过你自己的身体也是一样。
And if you don't believe it, just cut one part off and see how you feel.
如果你不相信他说的话呢，你把你身体的任何一部分剁下来，看看你感觉怎么样。
And, but we don't always give the same honor to every part of our body.
但是呢，我们并不是说对每一个，对我们身体的每一个部分都一样的尊重。
The logic is that in the body of Christ, we are all important and we should all be equally honoring each other.
所以这个逻辑是呢，我们都是主耶稣身体的一部分，所以我们这个每一部分，我们每个人都是平等的，都应该互相尊重，都是重要的。
And there are times when some parts of the body seem to be more in need of honor. We've got to go out of our way to encourage those who need the extra encouragement.
那个就是在有些时候呢，我们这个主耶稣的身体，就是我们教会的成员，这些基督徒，有一些部分，有一些人，他需要格外的照顾，也需要格外的鼓励的时候，我们就应该出来去鼓励他们，照顾他们。
Everyone is equally important.
每一个人都是平等重要的，同等重要的。
There was a great woman of God many centuries ago who had 17 children.
在几个世纪之前，有一个神伟大的姐妹，她有17个孩子。
What would you do if you had 17 children?
如果你有17个孩子，你会怎么做？
Okay, so she said, I've got a problem. If I have 17 children,I might forget one of them.
所以他说呢，我有一个问题，如果现在我有17个孩子，我有可能忘掉他们其中的一两个。
Even Joseph and Mary forgot Jesus when he was in Jerusalem when he was 12.
甚至当约瑟和玛利亚，当他们在耶路撒冷的时候，他们忘掉了主耶稣，当主耶稣是12岁的时候。
So this woman, Susanna Wesley, said, I love each one of my 17 children. I am going to schedule my week so that I have 1 hour alone with each of my children in the week.
你这个姐妹就说我不会忘记我的17个孩子，我要平等对待他们，所以呢，我在每个星期我一定要花一个小时和单独的一个孩子在一起，和每个。
While she was with that one received all of her personal attention.
当她和其中的一个在一起的时候呢， 她所有的照顾都在这一个孩子身上。
The result was that her children recognized that she loved them all equally, that she honored them all equally, and the Lord blessed her family.
结果是呢, 所有的孩子都意识到她是, 对17个孩子同等的爱, 同等的尊重, 所以主呢就赐福给这个家庭。
John Wesley, in many respects, was the father of evangelism in the English-speaking world.
这个John Wesley呢, 其中的一个, 他在, 是一个非常有名的传道士, 在, 英语世界里。
His brother Charles was a great hymn writer.
所以他其中的一个兄弟呢, 是一个非常有名的, 赞美诗的作者。
Many of the hymns that you know and enjoy were written by Charles, who was another one of the 17.
很多的赞美诗都是被这个叫 查尔斯的17个孩子中间的一个是由他作词的。
So in the love of God, in the church of God rather, we must love every single one equally. We love them all. We love you all.
在神的爱里，或者说是在神的家庭里呢，我们应该互相爱。我们对神的每一个家庭的成员应该有平等的爱。我们说我们互相爱。
So, verse 24 says that we honor everyone in the Christian family in order, verse 25, that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for one another.
24节说呢，我们把加倍的体面给那有欠缺的肢体。 25节就这么讲，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此照顾。
Sometimes assemblies split. They get into trouble with one another. Part of the church goes this way, part of the church goes that way, and they don't get along with one another.
所以呢, 有时候在我们一些本地的教会里会产生一些分裂。 然后呢，大家不和睦，所以这个教会这时候就分裂了。他们不同等的对待其他的那些人。That
can happen in a family. God says He doesn't want it in the family or in the church.
这些呢，也可能发生在你自己的家里。神说呢，他不希望这些发生在你的家里，更不希望发生在神的教会里。And
so verse 25 says that if we love and honor each one, we're not going to have those splits and divisions amongst the people of God.
24节讲的呢，如果我们不那个大家不产生分歧、产生分裂，我们就应该爱每一个家庭的同等的去爱神的家庭的每一个成员。And
then he says in verse 26, if one part of the body suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
所以第26节讲呢，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。And
so you know all about that. If you hit your thumb with a hammer and you bruise your thumb, your whole body says, "Oh, that hurts."
你们大家都有这样的经验，如果你拿个锤子把你的大拇指砸一下，然后砸伤了，你会整个身体都会说：“哎呀，好痛啊！”
And so in the church, if one part suffers, all the rest of us are going to suffer.
在神的教会里呢，如果有一个身一个部分在受苦，其他的所有的教会的部分都会受苦。
All right. So in verse 27, the apostle says, "Now you are the body of Christ." The group of church of Christians in Corinth, they are all the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of that body.
在27节里讲呢，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体，就是说你们每个人其实都是主身体的一部分。
But each one in the body is different, has a different job, has a different gift in order to do a different job.
所以身体的每一部分呢都是不同的，他们呢有不同的恩赐，这样呢以便他们各自做不同的工作。
So in verse 28 it says, and in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with the gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues.
28节说呢，神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
So each of these eight gifts has been given to the church, but not necessarily each to every one person in the church.
这里提到的八种恩赐呢，是神赐给教会所有的，但是不是说教会的每一个人每一部分都有这八样的恩赐，也许每个人只有一样，也许都有。
So the first one then is the gift of the apostle.
所以第一个呢，就是给使徒的。
Okay, and there were in the church 12 apostles. They were the foundation that the church was built on.
在最开始的教会里呢，有十二个使徒。这十二个使徒呢，就是所有教会建立的基石。
Then God gave some to be prophets, some to be teachers.
然后神给了一些人作为先知，一些人做教师。
And then following that, He gave those who had the gift of miracles, the gift of healing, the gift of help, the gift of administration. All of these were different gifts.
随后呢，神就是给了那些人的恩赐是行异能的，恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的。这所有的这一切都是不同的，从神来的恩赐。
So the first church then was supplied with many, many gifts in order that the church could be strong, could do the work of God, and could grow.
所以呢，这是给神的教会不同的这么多的不同的恩赐，这样呢，神的教会就可以变得很强壮，然后成长，然后可以去做神的工。
So the question is, which are the important gifts?
问题是这样的，恩赐哪样是重要的呢？
And the answer is all the gifts are important and all of the people who have gifts in the congregation are very important.
这呢，答案就是所有的这些恩赐都是重要的，在会众中所有的每一个有恩赐的人都是重要的。
All right, so verse 29 says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have the gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret.
29, 30节是这样讲的，岂能都是使徒吗？岂能都是先知吗？岂能都是教师吗？岂能都是行异能的吗？ 基督是得恩赐医病的吗？基督说是方言的吗？基督是翻方言的吗？
And the answer is no, we're not all the same.
答案是不，我们不是一样的。
So it's interesting to me that we have the first list and the second list. And important to me is the fact that in the second list of things that say we don't all have these, there are two gifts omitted.
所以呢，对我来说，很有趣的有两条那个列出来的表。第一条呢，是列出来这样。第二条对他来说呢，我们不是都有那样的恩赐，但是呢，他认为在这第二个列表里面漏掉了两个。
The first list has the word apostles in it, and the second list says we're not all apostles.
所以在第一个里面列出来的是使徒，第二个里面说呢，我们都不是使徒。
And consequently, it's true, we're not all doing the kind of work that the apostle Paul did.
所以那个问题呢，就是确实是这样的，我们不是每个人做使徒保罗那样的工作。
The second is, not all are prophets. They can't all tell what God is going to do in the future.
第二个呢，不是说我们每个人都是先知，我们每个人都可以讲出来神将要做一些什么事。
Similarly, not everyone is a teacher.
当然呢，不是每一个人都可以做教师。
But when you get down to that first list, you read this line, it says, those able to help others.
当你读第一条的时候呢，就是讲到是那些可以去帮助其他人的。
But in the second list, verses 29 and 30, you don't read the line, do all have the ability to help one another.
一当你读到第二十九节、三十节的时候呢，你读到的是不是说每一个人都有那个能力去帮助别人的
？Which means that we all have the ability to help.
这个呢，意思就是说呢，我们不是说我们都有那个能力去帮助。
So I'm not sure what all your abilities are. I'm not sure what all my abilities are. But I do know one thing: I have the ability.And the responsibility to help.
所以我不知道你们大家每个人自己有什么恩赐，是不是有所有的？我也不知道我有什么，但是我很确定的是呢，我有那个能力去帮助别人。
Even in a family where there are little children, when something important has to be done, everyone is supposed to help.
就是说在一个家庭里当一个重要的事情必须执行的时候每一个人都要出来帮忙。
Interestingly, the other gift that is in the first list but not the second is the gift of administration.
有趣的是呢在上面提到的那个不是在后面提到的是那个一个恩赐是治理是。
We all have the responsibility to organize. Even if we just organize ourselves, we have the responsibility to get in there and to live responsibly without having to be told everything.
所以我们呢，每一个人其实都是所有的人都有治理的那个责任，就是说，就像你把你自己管理好。自己管理好了，就到了大家在一起的时候呢，最少你可以把自己管理好。
So as you think about it, it is all very exciting. We are a family, we are a body, we have been put together in order to accomplish a great work, and we say, by God's grace, we are going to work together in order to accomplish.What it is the Lord wants us to do.
这是一个非常令人兴奋的事。我们都是一个家庭的，我们都是身体的成员，我们都有各自的恩赐。我们借着神的恩典，我们都要一起 一起合作，一起协作，一起工作，这样呢就能够完成神交给我们的工作。
All right. The last verse then of chapter 31 says, but eagerly desire the greater gifts.
在第十二章的最后一节，第三十一节里是这样讲的。
So,
你们要把最妙的道指示给你们。
So not every gift is exactly the same in the effect that it can have.
每一个恩赐呢，不是说完完全全相同的，这样呢，我们大家可以互相帮助。
So as an individual, you keep saying, Lord, I would like to fulfill my gift the best way, and I would like you to sharpen the gifts that I've given, especially sharpen the best gifts that I've been given.
所以呢，我们每个人都要说呢，跟主说，我们需要把您给我们的恩赐，然后把它磨亮磨快了，最好就是说这样。我自己的在我身上的恩赐就能够很好的为主所用。
As in an assembly also, we say, Lord, I would like you to give the right gifts to our assembly. We need gifts. Lord, help us to get the right gifts. Help me to be the kind of person I should be so that the assembly will be strong in that particular area.
因为在我们这个当本地的教会里呢，我们要向神求，神求给适合于我们这个本地教会的恩赐，然后每一个人就说呢，也要跟神求说，你把你给我适合我的恩赐，这样呢，我们就可以一同工作，一同协作，让教会发展壮大。
And then he goes on at the end of verse 31 and says, and now I will show you the most excellent way.
在第三十一节的后半部分呢，这里讲，我现在把最妙的道指示你们。
So all of these gifts are good, but there is something even more important than the gifts.
所有这些恩赐呢，都是好的，但是有些事比这个恩赐更重要。
He says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels and do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
在格林多前十三章第一节里，大家可以翻那里。这时候保罗说，我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的钹一般。
So what is most important in the family of God?
在神的家里什么是最重要的呢？
Love. We're to love one another.
爱就是互相爱。
We're to love in the same way that the Lord Jesus Christ loved us.
我们互相爱呢，就要像主耶稣爱我们每个人那样互相去爱。
We're to be kind to love one another. We're to respect one another. We're to show the love of Christ through us to one another.
因为我们要互相尊重，互相爱，然后我们把主给我们的爱显示给每一个人，互相爱。
And so you get somebody who is a very, very great preacher, but if he doesn't have love, wouldn't matter what kind of a preacher he is.
如果说有一个人，他是一个非常非常能够讲道的传道人，如果他没有爱的话，那他讲的是什么呢？
Many years ago, there were two great preachers in England, in London, England, at the same time.
在很多很多年以前呢，在英国的伦敦有两个伟大的传道人。
They both preached every Sunday to a congregation of about 4,000 or 5,000 people.
他们两个人呢，每个人分别在不同的教会讲道，大约有4,000到5,000人。
one of them, it was said that when the people came out of the church service at the end of the service, they said, "Wasn't that a wonderful sermon?"
所以呢，其他的有些人在他的讲道结束以后，当他们出了教会的时候，他们说：“这难道不是一个非常好的一个讲道吗？”
The other man, when people came out of his sermons, the congregation said, "Isn't the Lord Jesus Christ wonderful?"
另外一个呢，教会当结束的时候。当那些会众走出教会的时候，他们说主耶稣是如此的美妙。
One wanted people to remember himself, and the other wanted people to remember the Lord Jesus.
其中的一个传道人呢，让所有的人记住了他自己；另外一个传道人呢，让所有的听众记住了主耶稣。
Charles Haddon Spurgeon.Was the second preacher.
那个查尔斯·斯布珍呢，他就是第二个传道人。
I can't remember who the first preacher was because it doesn't really matter. He didn't live love.
他不记得他刚才讲的第一个传道人的名字，因为这并不重要，因为那个人他没有爱。
What we need today, what you need to be as a preacher, what I need to do.We need to preach in such a way that people say, He loves us. She loves us.
我们今天作为一个讲道的或者作为一个传道的，其实最重要的就是要让你的听众说，他爱我。
And even if we were to speak like an angel, it wouldn't do any good if we didn't have love. We've got to love one another.
就算我们讲到的时候就像一个天使一样你有那样的大能但是你没有爱其实是没有任何益处的。
Verse 2 is similar in logic. It says, if I have the gift of prophecy, I can tell the future. And if I can fathom mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love,I am nothing.
现在是格林多前书十三章的第二节哈。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有前辈的信，叫我能以沾，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
So you have abilities of a mind, and you have abilities of a service, but if you don't.
You have the ability to do the work of God. What's your problem?
Don't kneel.
重新登录一次。
大家现在怎么样？有没有回音？
That better?
Very good.
That's very good. Can you tell me what you heard last?
所以你们大家有没有人告诉他最后你们听到的是什么？刚才他讲的最后一句是啥？有人知道吗？
You read verse 2.
I read verse 2. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll tell you what verse 2 means. Verse 2 says that if you have great knowledge and if you are a diligent servant, but if you do not live love, you are not going to be of value to God.
第二节呢，刚才他讲的，讲第二节的意思是什么呢？如果你有很强的啊大脑，有很强的能力，如果你也没有爱，这对神来说是没有什么益处的。
Verse 1 says, if you're very eloquent, if you are a man of excellent speech, but you don't have love, it won't count.
所以第一节讲呢，如果你能讲，能言会道，巧舌如簧，但是呢，你没有爱，这也是没有什么益处的。
Verse 2 says, if you're a man of excellent service, it won't count if you don't have love.
第二个呢，第二节讲，如果你有很强的服事能力，但是你没有爱，也没有什么用。
And verse 3 says, if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
第三节是讲呢，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
So what is important is not speech, and it's not service, and it's not self-sacrifice. What is important is love.
所以这个里面讲的什么是最重要的呢？不是说你能够会说。第二个呢，也不是说你很能服侍。第三呢，也不是说你很有自我牺牲精神。最重要的呢，就是你要有爱。
And so the important thing for us to develop, each one of us in our lives, is to develop love for the Lord Jesus Christ and love for one another.
在我们每一个人身上，在我们每一个人的人生中，我们应该改进的就是我们对主耶稣的爱和对其他的基督徒的爱。
So the question is, what kind of love are we talking about?
问题是呢，我们现在谈的这个爱是什么样的一种爱呢？
And in the Greek language,there are several meanings for love.
在希腊文里呢，有不同的解释对爱来说。
Several words for love.
有几个不同的单词来说明爱。
And this particular word is agape love.
这个这里用的这个特别的单词呢，就是希腊词一个叫 agape， 就只有用在神身上的爱。
Our understanding, it's the kind of love that Jesus has for you and for me.
我们理解的呢，这个 agape 这一种爱呢，就是主耶稣对你对我的那样一种爱。
The world has several kinds of love.
这个世界上呢，有几种不同的爱。
There was a Japanese Bible student who said that there are three kinds of love that we've got to remember.
一个讲日语的一个圣经学习的一个人说，有三种不同的爱我们应该记住。
One is the if kind of love.
第一种这个世界上的爱呢，就是如果这样的一种爱。
And it goes like this. It says, I will love you if you do something good to me.
这个意思就是说呢，我会爱你的，如果你对我好。
That's not God's kind of love.
这不是神的爱。
Then he said there is the because of kind of love.
第二种呢，就是因为什么的一种爱。
It goes like this. I love you because you do this for me.
这个是这样的，我爱你是因为你对我做了什么好事。
But he says there's another kind of love, and it's the in spite of kind of love.
他说的第三种爱呢，就是这样一种爱，是尽管。
And it says, I love you in spite of what you do. I love you in spite of what you are or what you were.
这个呢，就是说我爱你，尽管或者说不管你是什么。不管你对我做什么，不管你是什么样人，我都爱你。
That's the kind of love that Jesus has for me.
这就是主耶稣对我的那种爱。
He knows all the bad things about me, but he still loves me.
他知道所有的关于我身上的缺点和我干的坏事，但是主耶稣仍然爱我。
That is very, very comforting.
这是非常非常令人安慰的。
And I'm going to be bold enough to say, that's the way you have got to love me.
所以我大胆地说，这就是你们每个人应该爱我的方式。
You have got to love me in spite of the way I treat you.
你应该爱我，你们应该爱我，不管我做什么，我怎么对你，你都应该爱我。
And so I'm going to thank you in advance.For that, that's very kind of you.
所以呢，我要提前谢谢你们一下，因为这种爱是非常好的。
Okay, and I hope that I can love you the same way.
所以我希望呢，我也能以同样的方式爱你们。
Now, the only way that you can love me that way is by letting Jesus love me through you.
所以你能够像那用那种方式来爱我的唯一方式，就是让主耶稣的爱通过你来爱我。
And the same thing is true for me. I love you by the grace of God because Jesus loves me, so His love can flow through me out to you. That's my prayer.
所以我爱你们呢，我为什么能爱你们呢？记住神的恩典，然后主耶稣爱我，爱我，然后这样的爱能从我的身上流出来，流到你们每一个人身上去爱你，这就是我每天祷告的。
So verses 4-7 describe the characteristics of that love.
所以第四节到第七节呢，讲了爱的特征。
And I find them very, very hard to live up to.
我发现呢，我很难很难做出这些事儿。
It's a very high standard of love.
这是一个非常高的标准的爱。
And in many respects, I feel that I fall so far short that very rarely.Do I preach on these characteristics of love?
就我自己说呢，在很多方面，我觉得我非常的短缺，因为当我讲到的时候，我没有按照这种方式去讲。
When I read them, I have to say to myself, Harold, you don't know much about true love.
当Harold 自己读到这一节经文的时候呢，Harold说他自己跟自己说 ，Harold。你不知道真正的爱是什么。
So I'm going to read them to you. I think there's probably 15 or 16 characteristics of real love. We'll take them one at a time.
所以呢，我跟大家读，我觉得可能有16或者17个不同的特征，我来表现一种爱，我跟大家读出来。
First of all, love is patient.
第一，爱是恒久忍耐。
I'm often not very patient.
我通常没有那么多的耐心。
And sometimes I'm more patient with some people than I am with other people.
有时候我对某一个人很有耐心，但是对另一个人却没有耐心。
But true love is patient with other people.
但是真正的爱呢，是对其他的人有耐心。
And then the next one is love is kind.
第二个呢，就是又有恩慈，爱是。
It's possible to respond to other people with words that are just a little bit harsh. And you have to say afterwards, those words were not really kind.
因为通常呢，我们跟其他的人呢，去说话呢，是用一种呵斥的方式，去这样的一种方式呢，并没有显示出有多少的恩慈给别人。
I think one of the reasons we have so many stories in the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ is to show that indeed he was very, very kind.
因为我们知道在圣经里有很多故事讲到主耶稣的时候，是主耶稣是一个非常非常有恩慈、非常友好的人。
So, two things, we've got to be patient with one another, we've got to be kind to one another.
你两件事，第一个呢，我们对任何一个人都要有耐心，第二个呢，我们对另外一个人也要有友善和，这就讲的恩慈。
Then the next one is, love does not envy.
下面呢，讲的爱是不嫉妒。
I would like to have what he has.
我想要他有的东西。
I would like to be like he is.
我想要他有的生活。
I would like to get what he got.
我想要他得到的东西。
Very, very easy to be like that, to envy the other person in what he is, what he does, and what he receives.
这是一个非常非常容易在我每个人发生上的，就是嫉妒。我们想要那个人，想要成他那样，想要他能做的事，想要他得到的东西。
But true love would rejoice in the blessing he gets when you don't get it.
真正的爱呢，是你要喜乐，喜乐是因为什么呢？他得到的祝福，而你又没有得到。
The next one is, love does not boast.
第二个呢，就是爱是不自夸。
Sometimes it's tempting to tell people how good you are.
有时候呢，有这样一种诱惑，就是跟人家说啊，我这个人有多好。
Or to tell people how successful you have become.
或者告诉别人呢，我是人生赢家，我有多成功。
The next one says, love is not proud.
第二个呢，下面接着一个呢，是不张狂，爱是不张狂。
It is hard to be humble.
这是非常难做到谦卑的。
I heard an untrue story once about a man who was in a church and he was given the reward for being very, very humble.
所以我听到的可能不是一个真实的故事。有一个人，他在教会里哈，他得到了一个奖赏，这个奖赏是什么？他非常的谦卑。
He was not proud, so they gave him an award, they gave him a medal that he put on his shirt.
他这个人呢，不骄傲，所以他们给他颁了一个奖章。一个金属的奖章戴在他的这个胸前，说他非常谦卑。
The medal said that he was the most humble man in the congregation.
所以那个奖章上写着呢，这个人是在会众中最谦卑的一个人。
But a couple of weeks later, they took it away from him.
几个星期以后呢，他们把他的那个奖章给摘掉了，收回来。
Because he was so proud, he wore it everywhere he went.
他很骄傲，也很张狂，因为不管去哪里，他都带着那个。
Okay, it's hard to be humble. It's easy to be proud. We must not be proud.
是非常难谦卑，非常容易骄傲张狂。我们不应该张狂。
Love is not rude.
所以爱是不做害羞的事。
We could do things in a rough, in a crude, in an unpleasant way. We could embarrass other people. That would be very bad.
因为我们有时候我们可以按照自己的意志去做一些事儿，不管别人的感受，让别人感受到尴尬，这是非常不好的。
Love is not self-seeking.
爱不是寻求自己。
Love never says me first.
爱从来不说我第一。
It says other people go first. Other people get the best.
这个意思就是说呢，其他的人优先，其他的人得到最好的。
Love does not get angry quickly.
那爱是不轻易发怒。
Sometimes that's very hard.
这有时候呢，这是非常难的。
Sometimes even when you're driving your car, you can get angry with the way the other person drives their car.
有时候呢，甚至在你开车的时候，你会发怒。发怒的原因是什么呢？其他的人开车的方式你不喜欢。
The next one says, love does not keep a record of the things that are wrong.
下面一个讲的，爱是不计算人的恶。
Sometimes somebody does something bad to you. Do you remember it or do you try to forget it?
有些人呢，有时候有些人对你做了一些不好的事，你是试图去记住这个不好的事了，还是忘掉这件事了？
Some people will say, you did that bad thing, I will never forget that bad thing you did.
有些人说呢，你对我做了一件很坏的事，我这一辈子永远不会忘掉你对我做的这件事。
But love does not keep a record of wrong.
所以呢，爱是不计算人的恶。
Love does not delight in evil.
所以爱呢，是不是不喜欢不义？
So the question is, what is it that you like? And you don't ever delight in evil. Sometimes people can do bad things to other people and you can say, that was good. They got even and they did something bad. Love does not delight in that.
因为刚才讲的是爱是不计算人的恶，是我讲错了，不计算人的恶。就是说人对你做了恶事，你不要去计较，不要说你这样对我，我要这样对你，做回去。
And then it says, but love rejoices in the truth.
所以说这里讲的呢，爱呢只喜欢真理。
Verse 7 says, love always protects.
第七节说呢，爱凡事包容。
Love always trusts.
爱凡事相信。
Love always hopes.
爱凡事盼望。
And lastly, love always perseveres.
最后呢，就是爱凡事忍耐。
And I say, I don't always do all those 15 things.
我自己对自己说，我不是经常做这样15种要求。
I became a Christian when I was a little boy.
我当我是一个小男孩的时候，我就成为了基督徒。
I was probably 7 or 8 years old.
我大概是7到8岁。
I thought by the time I got to be 20 years old, I would be perfect.
我认为呢，当我到20岁的时候，我会变得完美。
I was very disappointed to find out that that was not true.
他非常失望，因为他最后发现这根本就不是真的。
And my family and my friends were also very disappointed to find that that was not true.
所以我的家庭成员和我的朋友们他们发现这个不是真的非常失望。
All right. The Lord says that we are to live love, we're to be like the Lord Jesus Christ in love.
这圣经说呢，我们要活出爱来，我们就像主耶稣在我们里面那样去爱。
And when we have that attitude, we will be the kind of church, the kind of body of Christ, the kind of building, the kind of family that God wants us to be.
当我们每一个人都把这个活出来的时候，我们就是那样一种教会，我们就是那样一种主的身体，我们就是那样一群人，就是神想要我们成为的那样。
So we must each say, Lord, would you please make me a person of love?
我们每一个人都应该这样说，主耶稣啊，求你让我成为那样一个有爱的人。
The Lord Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
主耶稣呢对我们说呢，如果你们互相爱，别人就知道你们是我的门徒了。
And what he means by that is this kind of love.
他讲的这一种爱是什么意思呢？
Now, sometimes I hear somebody say, I came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and I decided to come backBecause the people there loved me.
因为我听到的一些人呢，就是说他们来到十六家教会，然后他们来了以后呢，他们说下次我还会来。为什么呢？因为那里的人爱我。
And I said, Hallelujah, that's the way it should be.
我就说，感谢赞美主，这就是应该这样。
Other people say, I don't want to go to that church because.They don't like me there.
有些人说呢，我不想去那个教会，因为他们根本就不喜欢我。
That would be very, very sad if that were said.
所以这是非常非常悲伤的，如果有人这么说。
All right, so those are 15 characteristics of love.
这是所有的这些都是15种爱的特征。
And if you go down the list, you may find, as I do, that some of those are easier to live up to than others.
有时候呢，你如果把这个去读一遍，你就像我一样，发现有些其中的一些是比较容易做到的，比对于其他的来说。
And so you'll find that as you go through life, you'll go back and back and back to those verses.And you will say, Lord, would you please help me to live like that?
如果你在你的人生中，你继续回头来，你继续看这几节经文，你就应该跟主耶稣说，主耶稣啊，求你帮我活出这样的爱来。
Now the first line of verse 8 says, love never fails.
节的第一部分说是呢，爱是永不止息。
So I'm not sure whether that is a statement as to what love should do, or whether it's a statement of what love is.
他不确定呢，这个是想说明，就是说，这个爱是需要做些什么呢，还是爱是什么呢？
It could be a statement of what love does. Love doesn't stop. It never fails. Love keeps going. My love must never stop. I've got to keep loving.
这里呢，有可能就是一种说明，说爱你要继续去做，你不要停下来。爱一直继续，从来不会停下来。
And it could mean that.
有可能是这个意思。
But I think more probably it means that if we have this kind of love, then it will prosper whatever we turn it to. Love will accomplish what we want. If love is there, it will not fail.
所以呢，他理解的另一个意思呢，就是说，如果你去爱，你这样去爱的话，你所做的一切都会成功，你所因着爱去做的所有的事情都会非常成功，永远不会失败。
All right. So those are the characteristics of love, and we'll talk a little bit about that now. It's a good time for us maybe to take a moment and just have some discussion. Our privilege is to love because Jesus loved us, and we're told that the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts. He loves us, His love goes through us, and it goes out to all around us. That's what we have. So we can love because He loved us first, so we can love others.
所以这里呢，我觉得这都是十五种爱的特征。现在呢，我觉得现在是一个时间，大家都互相讨论一下爱的这样一个特征。这样一个爱的特征呢，我认为就是说主耶稣的爱，然后在我们每一个人身上，然后从你身上流露出去，分流出去，在每一个人身上，这就是因为我们能够去爱，是为什么呢？是因为主耶稣先爱了我们。
So we all have been given different gifts, but we all have the responsibility to love. Love is not a gift. Love is our responsibility in response to the love that Jesus had for us.
我们每一个人呢，其实都有不同的恩赐，但是我们都有能力去爱。爱不是一种恩赐，爱是从主耶稣来的。主耶稣爱我们，所以我们要去爱每一个人。
All right, any questions on what we've covered today so far?
到目前为止，今天我们讲的这些主题，大家任何人有任何问题吗？有问题举手，把你的手放在屏幕上。
Yes, Rachel.
Joanna. That's okay.
I know, that's your other name, Joanna.
It's good. It's all good. So I have a question. To the concept of keeping ourselves in the love of God, are keeping ourselves in the love of God impact us being able to love like this?
所以九安娜的问题呢，是我们这些爱，神的爱在我们里面，这样的神的爱在我们里面能够影响我们去爱别人吗？
All right, so there is a verse that says, keep yourselves in the love of God.
有一句经文说呢，让你自己保留在神的爱中。
So what would happen if you didn't keep yourself in the love of God?
所以如果你不把你自己一直保留在神的爱，你会发生什么事呢？
Well, if you didn't keep yourself in the love of God, you might wander away from God, probably because of your interest in sin or something that was not according to God's plan.
所以如果你不把你自己保持在神的爱里，你也许就会远离神。因为你远离神以后呢，你就会爱那些罪，这个世界的罪，然后你就自己远离了神的爱。
And in a very practical way, if you depart from the Lord, you will end up loving less because you have departed.
这里一个很有实践性的一个说法了，就是如果你离开了神，你最终的结局呢，就是在对神的爱有一个基本上没有对神的爱的一个结局里面。
I'm not precisely sure where that verse is, Joanna. Can you tell us? Do you know where it's found? I'm not sure either.
还是不确定那个经文在哪里。 想让Joanna找一下这个经文, Joanna说她也不知道。
My understanding, though, is that you keep yourselves in the love of God by not wandering from God into sin.
我的想法呢，就是你把你自己保留在神的爱里，不要漂流，不要远离神的爱，这样呢，你就会自己，如果你远离了神的爱， 你就会陷在罪里。
The fact is that if you sin, you become less lovable and less loving.
所以呢，你如果你存在生活在你的罪里，你就变得不那么可爱了，你就变得少有爱了。
I'm trying to think of some examples. And I'm going to give you some very blunt examples to prove the point.
我想呢，给大家一个讲一个例子。我讲的这个例子呢，可能会很强的证明这个观点。If
you have a man and a wife, and the man says to his wife, I will love you.
如果有一个丈夫和妻子，那个男人对妻子说，我将爱你。But
if he finds another woman, and spends time with the other woman, does he love his wife more or less as a consequence?
如果这个男人呢，他碰见了另外一个女人，他跟那另外一个女人呢，他花很多时间和她在一起，然后呢，这个时候你们觉得这个男人对他妻子的爱是多了还是少了呢？
If he doesn't keep himself in the love of his wife, he becomes much less a loving person.
所以呢，当他不把自己继续保持他和他妻子的爱的时候，他这样的人就变得并不可爱了。If
there is the sin of liquor in a life,
就是在生活中都有这种酒精的犯罪。When
the man is overcome by liquor, is he more or less loving?
所以当一个人被酒精征服了以后，他是变得可爱了还是不可爱？
And the answer is, he is substantially less loving because he did not keep himself in the love of God. He ends up not loving his wife, his family, the others around him the way he should.
所以这个结果呢，就是如果他不让自己停留在神的 保持在神的爱里的时候，他对自己的家庭和对自己的爱人的爱就会越来越少。So
I haven't found those verses in my mind. I presume they're in First John, but I'm not even sure of that.
因为他现在还没有找到那些经文，他假设是在约翰一书里，但是他现在还没找到。
All right. So I'm not sure.
John 15.
Which one?
John 15.
John 15. All right. Let's go to John 15. If we read the context, I'm sure it will help us more. John chapter 15 and verse 9. Thank you, Long.
所以何浪说呢，他找到了，是在约翰福音十五章的第九节，大家可以翻到那里。约翰福音十五章的第九节。All
right, 1 John 15:9, and I've got to look it up in the right translation here.
约翰福音还是First John？那First John？Sorry,
that's right, John 15:9. Yes.
这是约翰福音的第十五章的第九节。
All right, this is what it says. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love.
这里讲的，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
Verse 10 says, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love.
第十节说呢，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
So we remain in his love by keeping his commands, and we fall out of his love in disobedience, and that is very tragic.
因为我们在这神的爱里呢，是因为我们遵守神的命令和指令，但是如果我们脱离了神的爱，这是一个极大的悲剧。
So a loving heart flows in many respects naturally from an obedient heart.
一个有爱的心里，它流露的出来是什么呢？就是一个顺服的心。
But a disobedient heart does not love and cannot love.
一个不顺服的心呢，表现并没有爱，也不可能去爱。
I can't remember what your question was.
因为他不知道你的问题到底是啥。
Do you want more? Do you want more of an answer? Or do you want another question?
Someone else can ask a question. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
他问Joanne了，想要更多的答案，还是有更多的问题？Joanne说他已经回答的非常好了。
Linda.
Linda. I can't see Linda. She's.
就是那个。
There you are. That's right. Very good, Linda.
就是那个十三章的三节哦。他就说，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。我就觉得所有的都周济穷人了，然后又舍了己身叫人焚烧了，为什么还没有爱呢？就是能不能举个例子哦？
So, I think her question is, First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3.
Yes.
That said, if I give all possess to the poor and surround my body to the flames, but have not love. So her question is, how come if I give everything to the poor and give my body to be burned, how come I don't have love? Could you give some illustration for her?
Yes. It's possible, Linda, for me to give away some money so that you end up saying, oh, Harold is very, very good. Look at that. He gave away money. Oh, Harold is good. So I could give away money not for you, but I could give away money for me.
所以呢，他说这他举了一个例子，就是说，如果他给 Linda， 就是他给你很多钱，你说啊 ，Harold 太好了，这个人太好了，他给我这么多钱。所以实际上呢 ，Harold 他给你钱，他并不是为了把钱给你，他是为了他自己活的这样一个名声。
I could go to the doctor. And the doctor would say to me, Harold, I have very bad news for you.
因为我可以去看我的医生，然后我的医生跟我说 ，Harold， 我有一个很坏的消息给你。
You only have 6 weeks to live.
你只有六个星期可活了。
So I could say, well, all right, how should I die?
所以我就说，那我怎么样？我会怎么样死了？
And I could say, well, one way to die would be to just set my affairs in order and go home and sit in a chair and die.
所以呢，他说有一个方式呢，就是说我就按照这样的方式，我回家坐在我的椅子上死去。
Or I could say, no, I would like to go another way. So I will give my body to be burned.
所以呢，我说呢，也许我会用另外一种方式去死。我把我的身体献出去给焚烧。
And everyone will say, oh, what a wonderful man was Harold. Did you see what he did? He gave his body to be burned. everybody would say, oh, how wonderful Harold was.
因为如果我那么做了，其他所有的人呢，都说，哎呦，Harold 是一个非常非常伟大的人。这个人多么好，他把他自己的身体献出来，叫人去焚烧。
That would not be love. That would all be for Harold.
这个都不是爱，因为这些所有的都是为了 Harold 自己的益处。
So it's possible to do things that look good, but really they're not done for the proper motive. They are done for self. They're not done for love. And it would be all wrong.
这是一个可能的。有些人做出来的事看起来是很美好的事，但是他的那些动机并不是说为了爱，他的那些动机都是为了他自己，让他自己得到名声和益处。
The story of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5.
在那个《使徒行传》的第五章的那个 Ananias 跟索菲亚他们的故事大家都应该读到过。
And they said, we will pretend that we have given all this money to the church.
他们说呢，我们假装把我们所有的钱都给了教会。
But it was a lie.
但是那是一个谎言。
And God punished them for it.
所以呢，神为这件事惩罚了他们。
So we've got to make sure that love is the foundation of every act of kindness or apparent kindness that we do.
所以呢，我们自己应该确保我们做的每一件事儿和每一个事儿的动机都是出于爱。
All right. Well, the clock says that that is the end of our study today.
所以那个时间说呢，我们今天的课程应该结束了。
I want to thank you so much for coming. Praise the Lord for your grace and kindness.In coming, and our prayer is that the Lord will fill us all with love.
所以我非常感谢大家，每个人呢，感谢大家的恩慈，感谢大家的美善，感谢大家的好意。我们的祷告是神把他的爱充满我们每一个人。
By the grace of God, I say I love you all.
记得神的恩典，我说我爱你们所有的人。
And my prayer is that by the grace of God, I will be able to love you all more.
我的祷告是，记得神的恩典，我会更爱你们多一点。
I've got a long way to go, so please be patient with me.
我有很长的路还要走，所以请大家对我有耐心。
In the meantime,Our prayer is that the Lord will bless us all.
在现在这个时刻，我们的祷告是神保佑我们，赐福我们。
So let's have a word of prayer, and then we can depart.
然后我们开始祷告，祷告完了大家可以离开了。
Our Father, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在天上的父，我们要感谢您，因为主耶稣。
The Bible says God is love.
圣经说神就是爱。
That's what we see in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们在主耶稣里面看到的爱。
We thank you so much for the love of our Savior.
我们如此的感恩为了我们救主的爱。
We acknowledge, Lord, that we know so very little of your love. We understand it so little.
我们知道我们对您的爱只知道那么一点点，我们也只能理解一点点。
But we're most embarrassed to have to admit that it isn't that we don't understand it, it's the fact that so rarely do we live it the way we should.
因为我们非常尴尬的是我们不理解的那些东西阻碍了我们不能让我们该活的方式去生活在爱里面。
Lord, help us to abide in your love and to love you more.
主啊，请帮助我们住在您的爱，爱您更多一点。
Lord, we would like to love you so much that men will see our love and acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. We are just his disciples.
主啊，我们要如此的爱你，让那些其他的人看见我们的爱，就说我们的爱在主，我们的主耶稣，我们的救主的爱，我们在里面。
And we ask all this now in Jesus' name, giving thanks.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告和献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the children will be with us at 3:30.